Joining us right now on a Patriots Friday, as he does when we think he's going to play, despite the fact that he faked us out last week, is our buddy Fred Taylor. Hey, Fred, how you doing?
Hey, don't start that bad press on me, my man. Didn't fake anyone out.
You faked me out?
No, I mean, you assume, man. We all know what happens when you assume. I mean, I think the last comment I made was it's Coach Belichick's ultimate decision at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
I mean, I practiced, and I thought I practiced well. Same this week. Feel like I had a good week, and we'll see. I mean, we can't disrupt the flow. The young guys have been running excellent. They've been very consistent. And, you know, it's a thing that I think they call football the ultimate team sport for a reason. And then on top of that, we have a coach as great as Coach Belichick. He knows what's right for the team, and he looks at things and measures it all out. And this isn't me BSing you. I'm trying to be as honest as I can. So it's pretty much the same. I'm in the same boat this week. I practiced, I had a good week. But we'll see where we stand.
Well, Fred, I'm going to try to put two and two together and see if I can get four. I remember you saying last week that you had some great games against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Then I put together that I see that the Steelers led the league in rushing. Well, preventing rushers from doing their things by 54 yards a game. And then Ben Jarvis Green Ellis has a very good game running the football. So I'm wondering if you gave him any advice on how to go to work against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, Benny, he's going to be a great player in this league. He's been patient, and he listens. I mean, he catches on fast. He's a young guy with an old soul. He listens to myself, Kevin. He just listens, and that's a great quality to have in this game. We, throughout the week, as we watch film, just giving him a few nuggets, a few pointers in what I would do if I got a certain look. And, you know, he's not the type of guy that won't try something. He would take a chance in a heartbeat. And he went out there, he ran hard, he ran very effective. And he did those things to keep the drive steady and make the play calls easier for Coach O'Brien.
You're not exactly late to the table here on this Ben Jarvis Green Ellis stuff. You've been telling us for quite a while now you think this guy's going to be a star in this league.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he has great center of his leverage is amazing. I mean, he's 5'10", he's strong. His size is deceptive. He's a lot quicker than people think. He's definitely faster than what you would imagine. He's faster than every running back we have. And looking at him, you don't think he's going to deliver that blow, but he has it all. I mean, he has everything it takes to be, you know, one of the best running backs in this league. So I guess y'all can hear the guys in the back, too.
Yeah, what?
Coming
what?
Off the practice field, so they're going crazy.
Oh, yeah, what's the excitement about? Just the practice is over, or is there some, you got a little competition going on? What's happening?
That's the defensive backs. They're usually like the loose, crazy group. I think they have the loosest position in any football team I've been on. It's usually the DBs and then the linebackers and then the offensive linemen. That's usually the order of craziness on the football team. But they're just talking. I don't know what's going on. They're just loud for nothing.
Now, I remember at the end of last year, we were asking you about Billy O'Brien as an offensive coordinator, and you raved about him. What did you think about that game plan against the Steelers?
What did I think about it?
Yeah, what did you think?
At this point, it doesn't matter. What I think, but I can tell you at the end of it that he did an awesome job. I mean, he had the greatest balance that I've probably seen him have since I've been here. And, you know, and he's continuing to grow. Last year was his first time at it, and you're going to have your ups and downs. Even now, you're going to have your ups and downs. No matter how long you've been in this league, you're going to have to experience that, but he's becoming more consistent in what he's doing, and knowing his personnel, and having more confidence in his people and having more confidence in himself. And you need that. You got to be able to play aggressive or call it aggressively. And that's what he's doing. He's not going to passively just sit there and, you know, play those numbers. He's going to get us in the best grouping and call those plays accordingly and try and do whatever it takes to put up points, because that's what you need to win these games, points. Not just moving the ball, but points.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. We saw an emotional, excitable, outspoken Tom Brady on the sidelines and coming off the field last Sunday night. Have you ever yelled and hollered at folks coming off the field or on the sidelines?
I mean, you get in when it's called for. I should say that definitely when it's called for, you have to, you know, grab the guys to make sure, hey, this is the sense of urgency that we need right now. You know, not later, but right now. And I think that spark coming from Tom was awesome last week. And he's a warrior. He, in the sense that he wants it all. He wants it now, and that's how you have to be.
Yeah. What do you have to do to pull that off? I mean, I would think, Fred, that some guys would get in your face, and it just doesn't play well with the team. And some guys can do it, and the response is what you just said. Oh, that's great. What do you have to? What kind of personality do you have to have? What type of traits do you need to possess to be able to pull that off with your teammates and not rub them the wrong way?
You have to be a constant grinder, someone who's always seen in the light as a hard worker, a leader, someone who not going to be inconsistent. You have to be very consistent, and that's him. Everyone knows he's our leader, and that's what he stands for, is winning. So if you're one of those guys who come in one day and rah-rah and kind of loud one moment, and then the next moment you're slacking in the weight room or slacking on the practice field, nobody takes you serious. You know, you can't get up there and think everyone's going to respond to, you know, your false chatter. You know, some people really are great with the false chatter, and some people really mean it, so...
We know for a fact that you're a legendary film study guy. When you look at the Indianapolis Colts defense on film, what do you see?
The same thing everyone else sees. A smaller defense built with speed, built to disrupt, built to just fly around. And that's what they bring. They're not the biggest guys. Their physicalness comes through their speed. And I don't want to call them finesse or anything like that, because they have some guys that can disrupt, and that's all in being physical to me. So they're built with speed, and they move around. They're always attacking the ball, and they create a lot of turnovers by doing so.
Hey, congratulations on Kelvin's playoff game last night.
You know what? You got the news before me, because I called him this morning. I called him. Actually, I was waiting for him to call me last night prior to me falling asleep. So I called him this morning. I still didn't hear anything. I went to Google it, couldn't find anything. So guess he'll call me and update me.
Do you want me to tell you what happened or no?
Sure, go for it.
Glades Day beat Barrington Christian 51-30 in the Class 1B regional semi last night. Kelvin rushed for 273 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Wow.
Tough day, Fred.
Wow. He's been biting at the top. I mean, the last week and a half, they had an off week last week. And then he just kept saying, "Dad, we're going back to state. I promise we're going to go back to state." And he's been real excited. You know, he's been looking forward to it for over the past week and a half. And he got out there and lit it up. So I hope the best of luck to their team. Hope they keep pushing forward.
We appreciate the time as always. Hope you play this weekend, and good luck.
Thank you all. Y'all have a great day.
You take care.
You too, Fred. Take
Bye-bye.
Care.